the analysis of the notes with Lucas and Clara from El Comercio from Ecuador.
Okay, let's unpack this. We're diving into a really tense situation today, focusing on the sharp rise in U.S.-Venezuela tensions, specifically around military actions.
That's right. The core piece of information we have is President Trump announcing, pretty bluntly, that soon there would be military actions in Venezuela.
And not just any actions, right? He specifically mentioned actions on the ground.
Exactly. Actions on the ground. And this was all framed, publicly at least, as part of a stepped-up anti-drug strategy. He said this at a White House press conference, so very much out in the open.
Right, which immediately raises the stakes. So what was the justification given for this escalation?
Well, the U.S. line pushed by Trump was that their existing maritime operations, you know, the ones in the Caribbean and the Pacific, had been incredibly successful.
Successful how?
His words were they'd practically detained the drug traffic by sea. So the argument follows that because sea routes are supposedly locked down, the focus has to shift.
To land.
Yeah.
Makes a kind of tactical sense, I suppose, if you accept the premise.
If you accept the premise, yes. And this new phase involves these ground actions. Now, interestingly, Trump didn't specify exact dates or even which countries might be involved besides Venezuela implicitly.
Vague on the details, but clear on the intent.
Very clear. He stated that both the U.S. Armed Forces and, crucially, the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, were authorized for these operations.
Okay, bringing in the CIA alongside the military, that definitely feels like more than just drug interdiction.
It certainly suggests a broader scope, blending overt military capability with covert intelligence and potential political action. The stated goals officially remained curbing drug flow and also, interestingly, managing irregular migration.
And they plan to loop in Congress.
Yes, the administration apparently intended to inform the Senate and Congress about these new steps. Adds a layer of, let's say, procedural legitimacy to a pretty significant policy shift.
A formal process for a potentially radical move. So that's the U.S. position. How did Venezuela react? I imagine not well.
Not well is an understatement. President Nicolas Maduro's government issued an immediate and categorical rejection of any such U.S. military deployment.
Completely rejected it.
Completely. The idea of foreign troops, especially involving the CIA, operating on or near Venezuelan soil, was framed as an absolute red line for national sovereignty.
And did they buy the anti-drug justification?
Not at all. Maduro's counterclaim, stated very forcefully, was that Washington was just using the anti-narcotics fight as a convenient excuse, a pretext.
A pretext for what?
To pressure his government, to undermine it, and ultimately to threaten Venezuelan sovereignty. You have to see this against the backdrop of already high tensions, lots of accusations flying back and forth.
Right, the context is key. Accusations of criminality on both sides.
Exactly. So this claim of it being just about drugs was seen in Caracas as pretty thin.
And Maduro didn't just reject it, did he? I understand there was a specific warning issued.
Oh, yes. A very specific warning. He stated that any potential invasion or even a coup attempt would be met with a, quote, popular response.
A popular response. What does that mean in practice?
He elaborated. He threatened a general and insurrectional strike. He specifically mentioned involving the working class and the campesinos, the rural workers, to defend what he termed the revolutionary power.
Oh, That's not just talk of protests, an insurrectional strike.
No, it's much more serious. In certain political contexts, that term implies a planned, organized, nationwide resistance. It suggests a strategy to basically paralyze the country using civilian mobilization alongside any state defense to actively resist external intervention.
Mobilizing campesinos, the working class, it paints a picture of widespread, potentially armed, civil resistance meeting any foreign ground force.
That seems to be the message intended, yes.
Yeah.
Turning any external military action into a messy internal civil-military conflict the moment boots hit the ground.
So what does this all mean? We've got the U.S. announcing an anti-drug mission, but one that includes ground forces, involves the CIA, and is getting formal notification to Congress.
And meeting that head-on is Venezuela's absolute rejection, calling it a pretext and a direct threat of mass popular insurrection if it happens.
The stakes couldn't be much higher, really. A direct clash of narratives and intentions.
It sets up a very dangerous dynamic. And maybe that leads us to the question for you, the listener, to think about.
Go on.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, given this explicit public warning of an insurrectional strike from the government in power, What does actually carrying out an external anti-drug ground operation, especially one involving intelligence agencies, actually mean for stability, not just in Venezuela, but for how sovereignty is perceived across the whole region?
That's a heavy question. What are the ripple effects of crossing that line, especially when the defense is framed as a popular uprising? Definitely something to mull over.
Indeed.
Well, that's our deep dive for today. If you found these insights valuable, please do subscribe and maybe share it with others who might find it interesting. We really appreciate you spreading the knowledge.
Comment, subscribe, and share. More information at www.commerce.com.